Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks.
Good morning.
What a pleasure it is to see you again this morning.
Glad you're well. Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Right now...
Straight into it, eh?
Because I've actually got quite a lot that I want to get through here.
Thank you.
I had a really, really good look at the list at the weekend.
The list.
And I got loads of different reactions to stuff I was reading. Some of them I thought, why did you bother with this? Is the most ridiculous fact I've ever
This is
read.
The list I gave you of potential topics. And it stops giving. That list needs verifying, doesn't
yeah,
it?
So I've got a couple of real rubbish ones. Two, we actually spoke about this off air that I put into a scenario, which is, and some really, really interesting ones, and one that made me really angry.
Well, I've already said that, we were talking before how that Kaya song blew you across the room and left you crumpled on the corner.
Yeah.
I'll leave it up to you.
I'm going to start off with the rubbish.
I'd like to see you angry. I'd see you worked up, to be honest. Because I know it makes me play a song that you like, and then you come up and you shazam it, and that's the way we do it. Yeah?
I'll do the angry one at the end.
Okay.
Right. Now, this one, it's obviously American, that list, because a lot of the facts on there are American. But this one.
So, not facts.
this one sums up Americans for me. Well, specifically the red states, I would imagine. And this is a ridiculous one. Because of animal crackers, many children, until they reach the age of 10, believe a bear is as tall as a giraffe. Now, straight away, many children, not all children. So
many.
What sort of fact is that?
Does that mean more than half?
Yeah, exactly. How many children is many?
And, I've eaten animal biscuits in the past and been a big fan of them, especially the good old school ones. And, you've got a rough idea what an animal it is.
Yeah.
It's a dollop of icing on something that's potentially the shape of a... I don't know if they had giraffes, if I remember.
I don't know. I mean, Tess, you're closer to being a... like young than we are, obviously. Can you remember eating animal biscuits when you were a child? Did you look at them and think, my God, a giraffe is a bear is as tall as a giraffe?
No.
Okay, just American.
That didn't cross my mind.
Okay, that's that one out of the way. This one's ridiculous.
When you're little, did you ever say, should we go out for a couple of beers and have some animal biscuits?
I do think that the animal biscuits hard to tell... Which,
what they are.
Yeah.
I think that's part. Leave it up to the kids' imagination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
But I mean, to be able to be like, this giraffe,
Right, this one's ridiculous. But then thinking about it, it could help. The average speed of Heinz ketchup leaving the bottle is 25 miles per hour.
I don't even know that. I just can't see any reason why I need to know that.
Well, it could be an accident. Like, if you're eating something, and I don't know.
There's no such a guts.
Someone goes off your plate, you bend down, and someone's got the thing towards you. Do you need safety glasses?
Everyone's had a sauce incident, Rob.
Do you think that's... Right, this one.
I think so. I mean, condiments can be iffy, can't they? Especially certain packaging with fancy packaging, huh?
Yeah.
You've got upside down sauce and all that sort of business.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And of course, tomato sauce, as everybody knows, can clog the noz.
Yeah,
as it were, and then that's a whole different mess in the kitchen again.
Right, these two. What I've done here, I've got two facts that I'm so in love with. I'm in love with these two facts, and I put them into a scenario. So what you've got a picture is that it's a 1940s black and white movie made in the war about spies.
Hello.
And one spy's got to meet another. Under the clock at Charing Cross at 12 o'clock, and he's got to say something.
I've got to meet him under the clock at Charing Cross. What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
He's got to say something, and then the bloke's got a reply to hand over the secret message.
Secret word.
Yes, of course.
Right, this is what he says. Many hamsters blink one eye at a time.
Many hamsters blink one eye at a time.
Oh, is that the fact? That's fact.
And they have to reply, emus can't walk backwards.
And then he hands him over the secret thing.
Is that me or
he's giving it away now.
So that was it.
Okay, let's see how your spy skills are. Tess, what did the first spy have to say?
Hamsters can only blink with one eye?
No.
Oh, damn. What was it?
Many hamsters blink one eye. Exactly. Blink one eye at a time.
Oh, it's kind of the same thing, though. Yeah.
Oh, not really. Not if you're handing over.
Many hamsters
only blink one eye at a time.
Many hamsters blink one eye at a time. Oh, you're not.
No, it's not only. You said many hamsters only. Yeah, so, okay. Tess, great producer, average spy.
No good spy.
It's an interesting scenario that you created around those two things.
As soon as I read that first one, that's what came into my head. Welcome to my world.
Emus don't
emus
run.
Can't
walk backwards.
And they never bury their heads in the sand. Did you know that?
Well, that's ostriches.
No, this is ostrich. You're right. And they but they never did it in
but
the first place.
But that's to me. That's almost like animal cruelty. Just I'm gonna push that emu to see if it can walk.
My God, did you see that?
He can't.
That
do
emu
it.
Can't walk backwards. Yeah, push it. You push that emu backwards.
So are those the favourite two facts you found?
Like
on
ever.
How many?
Well, because they're just so ridiculous.
What about this one? Wombats poo in cubes.
Yes, I was reading that. I actually heard that on the radio this morning.
Oh, did
to
you?
Stop it rolling
I didn't hear that on the radio this morning. I read it on the internet last night. So yeah. I mean, somebody else would have read it on the internet last night and said it on the radio this morning.
So that's one. Well, no,
stole my trick.
They're not the most favourite ones ever, but they are at the moment. Right.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to move on now. The first message tapped out by Samuel Morse over his invention, the telegraph, was, "What hath God wrought?"
That's quite melodramatic, isn't it?
It's very dramatic.
So I don't know. It's very dramatic. It's a bit worrying, actually. So often we think it's the end times, don't we? And it's not. It's really interesting. I think it's so weird that humans think it.
I feel like if we got through 2000, then that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. The first word spoken by Alexander Graham Bell.
Sorry, I'm just
the first word spoken by Alexander Graham Bell over the telephone were, "Watson, please come here. I want to see you." Oh, yeah. So I'd like I'd like to have been Watson on the other end and gone, "Hang on, mate, I've just got another call coming in." That would have freaked him out. But I wonder how he said it and why did he want to see him? I mean, he was talking to him on the phone. That was my thought. And how did he say it? Did he say it? Was it Sleazy Fiver? Could he have said it like that?
Sleazy Fiver.
Watson, come here. I want to see you.
Watson.
Thomas Edison was the one who put hello into common usage.
Really?
What?
He urged people who used his phone to say hello, whereas Alexander Graham Bell would say ahoy hoy.
Really?
So there's one for Mr. Burns.
Who's Mr. Modern there, eh? Yeah. There's Mr. Burns. Ahoy, yes, ahoy. It's awesome.
Right, now I've got a question for you two. This one freaked me out. If the sun was scaled down to the size of a white blood cell, the Milky Way would be the size of what?
What?
Your index finger.
If the sun was scaled down to the size of a white blood cell, the Milky Way would be the size of a thumbnail. Bigger than that.
Okay.
Bigger than a bread box. Much bigger than a bread box.
I wasn't far off, really.
And actually, it's
when's the last time you bought bread in the box?
It's the size of the USA. That just freaked me out.
What?
The Milky Way.
The Milky Way, yep. It would be the size of the USA.
The best thing to do about trying to get your head around the size of space is don't try and get your head around the size of space.
Yeah, that freaked me out.
It's nice to be able to say that, though, don't you think? Yeah. If you ever go, you know what? Yeah. Too big.
Right.
Too big. I'm more than happy to be comfortable with too big.
I've got a couple of human things here. Human and bananas share about 50% of the same DNA.
Some people look like bananas.
And we have fewer chromosomes than a potato. I thought that was funny. Than a potato.
Potato.
Yeah. Oh, right. I thought I'd get more of a reaction for that.
Just a second, Rob. What was that?
I just...
new word. That's a new word for you. Potato.
No, I was just thinking about...
Potato.
No, you were thinking about potato.
Where'd you keep those? In the fridge or in the shower? Old joke. Anyway, it is impossible to hum while holding your nose, and I'm going to prove that.
Really?
Yeah, here we go. Then your eardrums pop out. Don't try it while you're driving.
Mikey looks like he's going to explode.
Yeah, you nearly explode.
Well, my ears go bung. Jesus.
Well, I've got time for this one. This is the one that annoyed me. Pardon me. The word jiffy is an actual unit of time, not just an expression, right?
Hi, see you in a jiffy.
Hi.
This is one of the things Rob said to me the first thing this morning, isn't it?
It made me angry.
Push
like,
I can see how you'd be really pissed off about that. Yeah,
but the length of one cycle of a computer system clock is 10 milliseconds, right? And they call that a jiffy. In physics, a jiffy is the amount of time it takes light to travel 1 centimetre. It's about 33.3564, remember that, picoseconds, which is a trillionth of a second. They were that accurate with it.
I knew that this guy would call up. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead. Apparently Watson's first words back to him were, sorry, mate, I can't come, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, but we had it. Just to recap, we did use a similar joke to that just before.
I know, that's why I was on the phone calling you.
Yeah, okay. I'm not actually on the phone, I'm on the microphone. But yeah, you said.
Oh,
You know, I know that Beefy Wilson can do better than that.
I didn't hear.
I know that he can do better. He knew he could do better than that, eh? Welcome to come
back. So are you ending this on a sour note?
No, well, that's a Pico second. That's not the thing that really annoyed me.
Light goes at a good clip, doesn't it?
They've got a zepto second, right? Which is a trillionth of a billionth of a second. Why do you need to know that?
It's very fast.
That's, yeah, but...
You know what? That's a massive score in Scrabble for a start.
Zepto second. Trillionth of a billionth of a second. Why?
Wow, that's so small. So quick. I know. Time to wrap it up, says Tess.
Okay, well, that's jabbering it. I was going to talk about an American urologist who bought Napoleon's penis for $40,000, but I couldn't verify it. So if anybody can, please let me know.
You did tell me that. It's the first thing Rob told me when I came in this morning. And I thought that was fairly good. That's a fairly good...
Okay.
That would be the going price, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
would you buy it for that price?
I don't collect penises.
Okay.
Do
you know anyone who does?
Made it. Mine, some of them. I don't know who collects them per se, but some of them might be interested. But yeah, I'll put it out there to a few people. If you need to sell one, have you got one to sell?
I don't have one to sell.
Okay, good.
Anyway,
but I suppose how you need to verify it?
I did everything on Google. No one looks at my search history because
especially when you're looking at Napoleon's penis on Google.
Napoleon's penis, and nothing came up. Then I bought neurologist.
Nothing came up.
Nah, yeah, we did that joke before. Yeah.
What do you need? I mean, I could see why that's a thing, but it's just not
collectible item.
Collectible item, yeah, sure.
And very good one I forgot.
Curio.
In the rhyme Humpty Dumpty.
That's my favourite one.
He was never mentioned that he's an egg.
Did you know that, Tess?
No.
It's only on the, like, whoever did the graphic that, like, the drawings for it.
The tripper.
Yeah. Made him and he's never been portrayed as an egg, so there you go.
I guess if you're thinking of things that can fall off a wall and be broken and unable to be put back together.
Yeah, but I never equate a hurt person being an egg.
An egg, if you can draw a picture of that, it's quite grisly otherwise, isn't it?
Yeah. It was probably Friday afternoon. He had to come up with an idea.
No, but you mean like an egg? At least you went, oh, plop, oh, there, dear. Poor old broken egg. And pieces of egg and egg shells. But if it was like, you know, like a human or a giraffe or backwards running emu or...
Splat.
Stay where you are, please. We're ready to roll. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
G'day.